We as a nation, and I'm proud to be an American, we as a nation do a pretty good job of remembering the correct things. Most of you probably remember, and I think it was back in the 80s, Lee Greenwood's song, I'm proud to be an American. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defenders till today. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. So Memorial Day, we all know the history. It's a federal holiday that honors soldiers, our armed forces, and is observed on the last Monday of May. Formerly, it was known as Decoration Day, and it commemorated U.S. soldiers who died while in military service. And it was first enacted then to honor Union and Confederate soldiers following the American Civil War. It was extended after World War I to honor Americans who have died in all wars. And today, that number is over. It's over 1.4 million. In the Bible, a lot of things in the Bible have to do with remembrance. And for Israel, for example, the Passover, which, you know, is Easter time for us in the Christian church. But in Exodus, Moses said, or God told Moses, so this day, the Passover, shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by everlasting ordinance. But then also the conquest, which Chuck read from Joshua 4, the 12 stones of remembrance to teach the children of God's of his deliverance, his faithfulness. And at the very end of that passage, that, what was the purpose? That the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, and that you may fear the Lord your God forever. And then David, when he was leading Israel, and he spoke a lot of psalms, and then my David is going to read from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 to 36, one of David's prayers. And listen to the words.
That day David first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations. The covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them, for their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord.
Prompted building the temple, but after the offerings, the music, that was the prayer of David, and it's a rehearsal of God's covenantal faithfulness, which is a very, very important concept in the Bible. God's covenant love for his people, the faithfulness that, you know, from Abraham to Isaac, Jacob, and even bringing them into the land of Israel, crossing over the Jordan. And the response then that David is calling for, give thanks, call upon his name, make known his deeds, remember what God has done for his people. Sing to him glory in his holy name. Seek the Lord and his strength. Remember his marvelous works. Remember his covenant. Declare his glory among the nations, all peoples. The Lord reigns. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. You know, how much more then should we remember those same concepts as freedoms we have in the United States? And then into the church, remembering the centrality of Christ, the covenant, the new covenant, and the gospel. Central to who we are and what we do here on Sunday morning. Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from dead according to my gospel, the resurrection of Christ. Central, the victory we have, the freedom we have spiritually, eternally, because of what Christ has done. And when we take the Lord's Supper, that new covenant remembering and the gratitude, Eucharist, good thanks, good grace, God's faithfulness, we are remembering his faithfulness, his blessing. Like Ben sang, God bless America, and we as a nation have been blessed, and I bleed red, white, and blue, and you probably do too. And I do get emotional for, you know, how great our country is. And I'm ashamed to see some of the, you know, just things that we are frittering away. But yet God has his hand on this great nation. And then as part of what Paul said about the Lord's Supper, this do in remembrance of me. Well, then what about us? What about our remembrance? To quote one of my favorite people, Churchill, talking about the Battle of Britain, he said, never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few, talking about the pilots fighting over the skies, holding off the Nazi invasion. So in Joshua 4, those stones of remembrance, you know, the stones we have in our cemeteries, God's faithfulness, his redemption, semper fidelis, always faithful, even more so, Marines, take it easy on me, even more so than the Marines, God is always faithful, and the freedoms we have. Do you remember the stones? And how much more, to paraphrase Churchill, never in the conflict of against sin was so much owed by so many, us by grace, to one, Jesus Christ. Remember, I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. Please rise for the playing of the taps, and it's appropriate to render a salute while Scott is playing.